This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Good economic news today as the government releases its second estimate of GDP for the second quarter, showing it grew at an annualized rate of 4.2%, the strongest performance in nearly 4 years. History-making results in a Democratic gubernatorial primary in Florida on Tuesday.
This race is about every last single one of us.
That's current Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who becomes the state's first black candidate for governor after defeating former Congresswoman Gwen Graham in the Democratic race. He says on MSNBC of his win,
We had over 500,000 people come out yesterday and support the underdog candidate. I think my four opponents combined may have spent close to $90 million to our six.
He'll face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis for the governor's office in November. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Two construction workers die when the scaffolding they were working on at a hotel being built near Walt Disney World in Florida gives way, and they plummet seven stories early today.
It was the third victim that almost fell, but he was able to hold on to something, and several workers were able to assist him, and he was not injured.
That sheriff's department spokeswoman says they're investigating to make sure there was no foul play involved. A man who allegedly shot and wounded two Kansas sheriff's deputies is dead. Authorities say 40-year-old Jason Whitson went to the Jewell County Sheriff's Office yesterday morning asking to speak with a deputy before opening fire through a door, wounding two deputies who are expected to recover. Whitson fled the scene and then shot himself near Minneapolis, Kansas. He was later pronounced dead at a hospital. Today's the day an asteroid the size of Egypt's Great Pyramid is going to make a close encounter with the Earth, whizzing past us at 3 million miles. Experts say there's no danger. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
Millions of people across the eastern third of the nation have to endure near record-breaking heat for another day today and maybe tomorrow as well. Heat indexes will be close to or above 100 from the deep south up to New England. Forecasters say the intense heat should let up in the northeast by later this week, but steamy weather could be back to the mid-Atlantic and Ohio Valley by early next week. A California high school student's facing charges after she grabbed the Trump hat off a classmate's head and then also allegedly slapped her teacher. 17-year-old Joanne Butler recently captured in a cell phone video at El Dorado's Union Mine High School calling the hat a racist, hateful symbol. She allegedly hit the teacher when he was trying to remove her from the classroom. She says it was just a way to express her political leanings, but she's facing two counts of battery for it now. In another month, another ratings win for Fox News Channel, the network marking a significant milestone in August 2018, 200 consecutive months as the most watched cable news network in both prime time and in total day in total viewers, according to Nielsen Media Research. MSNBC was the second most watched network across all of basic cable for the month of August. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio News.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, because it is that critical. I know that for those of you who have seen Hamilton on Broadway, you think you know everything there is to know about our United States Treasury and our debt and all these things. But I'll tell you, there's so much more to the story. You know, it's kind of scary. I want to bring our author on now, Gregory May. Gregory is, his brand new book is Jefferson's Treasure, How Albert Gallatin Saved the New Nation from Debt. Gregory, it is a bit laughable, I'm sure, for you when you see how people are now relying on Broadway for their history lesson, right?
Well, it is too bad, yes. I guess we can learn about as much history from a Broadway musical as we can learn from Shakespeare's history plays.
Exactly. Hopefully what it does is it motivates people to look into it a little bit deeper, and maybe that's been the case. But for you, what you've done with Jefferson's Treasure is that you've broken this down to really bring it into a cause and effect to where we sit today, $21 trillion and counting.
That's right. I mean, it was Alexander Hamilton who first set up a fiscal system for the United States, but Jefferson and Albert Gallatin, his Treasury Secretary, took it apart. And the system that they put in place was the American financial system until the early 20th century. Mm-hmm. So for us to think that it was Hamilton's system that set everything going and we've had it ever since is a real gap in historical understanding.
Exactly. Well, like so much of today's history, and this is what we've, pursued, I got to tell you, Gregory, is that we've got to get it right. And this is what concerns me right now in this information age in which we live in. The mainstream media, I believe, is doing a great disservice to the future generations by not documenting history. They're getting caught up in infotainment and all these other aspects that have little to do with their main reason to exist, and that is to document history. They should be driving deep into this situation, you know, whether it's, you know, the Russian scandal or Hillary Clinton, you know, on down, to make sure that we have a better or the best documentation of history, you know, for the next generation to look back and appreciate and maybe, you know, learn from our mistakes.
Well, there's certainly a lot to be learned by looking back at how we managed our money 200 years ago.
You mentioned that there was a shift. What happened that we moved from, you know, Gallatin's plan to the plan that we have today that has us $21 trillion in debt?
Well, Jefferson and Gallatin were determined to pay down the debt that the nation had inherited from the Revolution. And they put in place a program for annual repayments of fixed amounts that by 1835 had repaid the federal debt. And throughout the 19th century, whenever there was a war or national emergency, of course, the debt spiked. But we regularly paid it down. Indeed, we even paid down much of the debt after World War II. It's really just been in the last part of the 20th century that we've lost a grip on our fiscal situation to the extent that we have today. And much of it, in fact, has happened within the last 20, 25 years.
Wow. How much does the Federal Reserve play into this?
Well, we didn't even have a central bank in this country between the 1830s and 1913. Mm-hmm. So the Federal Reserve is, in the great scheme of things, a recently added addition to our fiscal, our financial and monetary policy. It probably has done a great deal to stabilize our economy, which was characterized by huge booms and busts throughout mm-hmm. the 19th century. And of course, that's what it's charged with. It's charged with trying to smooth out the high points and the low points in our economic cycle.
Why was that so important, to smooth things out, as opposed to, you know, allowing the free market to breathe and for it to run its course? Because I always get concerned, Gregory, I don't know about you, but whenever we start manipulating things, we now enter into the arena of unintended consequences.
Well, that's true, but of course the greatest manipulation to our economy comes from government policy more than from the Fed. The Fed is just trying to ensure stability in the value of the currency, mm-hmm. Whereas our spending and taxing policy, not to mention some of our trade policies, introduces wild variations from what the market otherwise would produce.
Mm-hmm. So here we are, you know, as I say, $21 trillion in counting. We have a debt calculator on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and lest you forget, you know, how it's mounting up by the seconds here. You know, how do we reverse this? Are we just so far down the road? Because I've heard some economists, especially when we were in the arena that, you know, where you had, you know, where, you know, debt was so cheap. I mean, you could borrow money, and we're still a little bit in that. So the temptation is, hey, let's take advantage. Let's borrow all the money we can because it's cheap money right now. But like anything, there's always the day when it comes to it comes home to roost.
Well, right now, the interest payments, even at the very low interest rates, the interest payments on our national debt cost between 7 and 8% of total federal spending. And that may not seem like a lot until you compare it to the 12% that's available for discretionary spending of any kind. The rest of the budget is really committed to entitlement programs and military spending. Mm-hmm. So if we want to do anything about our debt situation, we need to be willing to make some very hard, uncomfortable, and hugely unpopular choices. Between higher taxes or lower government spending.
Exactly. Well, and I think that in having an outsider in the White House right now, you may disagree, is a benefit. I look at Donald Trump kind of being like a Chapter 11, operative CEO coming into a business and cleaning up some of the messes, that were left behind by his predecessors. And, that's the opportunity, because Donald Trump seems to be not beholding to any of the K Street lobbyists and other special interests that have all contributed. I mean, it's been a sum total. I mean, if anything has been bipartisan in D.C., it has been the management and mismanagement of our debt, is it not?
Well, I'm wondering, yes, there's certainly a lot of responsibility on all sides, and I'm wondering whether anything really has changed if you look at our most recent tax bill.
Exactly. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and it's like, okay, where do we get on top of this? And maybe you can help us on the other side of the break. If you were a king, what would you do, okay? 15 minutes after the top of the hour, Gregory May is here. We're talking about his book, Jefferson's Treasure.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're talking with Gregory May, author of the book, Jefferson's Treasure, How Albert Gallatin Saved the New Nation from Debt. Gregory May worked as a corporate tax lawyer in D.C. and New York for 30 years. And, Gregory, this book is an incredible study. Why, you know, what motivated you to write this book? I mean, this book had to be written.
Well, it did need to be written. What motivated me to write it was the fact that I never really felt satisfied with the explanations that we get about what gave rise to the political parties in the 1790s and what Jefferson and his party and Hamilton and their party were really fighting about. It often gets presented as a fight over who wanted to back the British and who wanted to back the French. Mm-hmm. But it was really about money. It was really about government taxing and spending. And the best way to tell that story, it seemed to me, was through the life of the man who was at the center of the fight on Jefferson's side.
Mm-hmm. Well, you argue that Hamilton was for tariffs. He put the nation into debt. Albert Gallatin, Hamilton's nemesis and successor, was for loans. And he subsequently made the nation debt-free. So what is that telling us?
Well, Gallatin was for repaying the loans.
Mm-hmm.
He inherited from Hamilton's administration a debt of about $87 million, which doesn't sound like a lot to us, but it was a huge amount of money in those days. Most of that debt had been inherited from the Revolution, but some of it had been run up during the Washington and John Adams administrations as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what Gallatin insisted was that we had to pay it down because a nation in debt was a weak nation. He thought that national strength ultimately would come from our financial strength. And the only way to ensure that was to make sure that we had plenty of room to borrow money in national emergencies, which wasn't going to be true if we were already hugely in debt.
Exactly.
And by 1835, under Andrew Jackson, all the debt had been repaid.
Now, in the book, you address tariffs. I mean, a lot being discussed today with trade wars and that. Break that down for us.
Well, at the beginning of the country, and really until the early 20th century, most federal revenue came from tariffs. But tariffs were imposed originally not to protect American industry, but simply to raise revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, tariffs tend to be regressive. In other words, by raising prices, they really are a tax on people of lower incomes,
mm-hmm,
more than they are a tax on the well-to-do. But in those days, tariffs were regarded as progressive, because since most people didn't have money and didn't spend money, it was only the wealthy who had money to buy imported goods who were effectively paying the tax.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a different way of looking at it than we look at it today. Indeed, there were arguments on up through the Civil War that imposing a tariff to protect industry was unconstitutional.
Well, and as you write, these protective tariffs destroyed competition, they raised consumer prices, and diverted capital and industry into channels generally less profitable to the nation. So, again, we get these unintended consequences that come into play. So what are we learning from this?
Well, I think we've known for a long time that that protective tariffs are not a good thing for a developed economy. Developing economies may need protective tariffs in order to get important industries started. But once an economy has developed, tariffs that protect failing parts of the economy are inefficient. And in the long run, they cost all citizens money, particularly citizens of lower incomes.
Well, Gregory, you bring up a point here that we're realizing. I just don't know if we have the intestinal fortitude as a body and even in our leadership, because they've picked up some bad habits along the way. They feel like the only way to get reelected is to give the people more of what they've given them. So they've expanded the entitlement class, which is, works against them. It works against everybody here. And, the principles that you say that Gallatin and Jefferson had employed here in terms of buying down the debt, and also containing the federal government by restraining its fiscal power. But now, at $3-4 trillion of government that we pay for every year, it's getting bigger and bigger, and I'm not sure we're restraining government much these days.
No, we're not. No one on any part of the political spectrum is exercising much fiscal responsibility these days.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at what has happened in other countries where their debt, their national debt has gotten out of hand, it should be a warning to us. Even a prosperous country like Japan, mm-hmm, has had decades of economic stagnation.
Why did the Federalists despise Gallatin?
Well, some of them gave him grudging respect because they knew he was very able, but they disliked him for a number of reasons. On a purely visceral level, they hated him because he was a foreigner, and they were nativists who really did not like people who had not been born in the United States. They also disliked him because he wanted to cut federal spending, and they thought that that would compromise the strength of the central government that they had just created. So on both personal and policy levels, they didn't like the man at all.
Well, we still have that dynamic tension today. I say even above party, it is that one side wants a bigger government, and, in simple terms, one side wants a bigger government, the other side wants a smaller government, right?
Yes. Although neither side appears to exercise much discipline in trying to achieve their purposes.
Well, in the book, you address, some of the greatest financial challenges that Gallatin had to face. Let's give our audience a couple examples.
Well, the biggest challenge, of course, at the beginning was the size of the debt. But as time went on, it was the trade disruptions caused by the Napoleonic Wars in Europe that were causing great difficulty for America's transatlantic export trade, and ultimately led us into war with Britain in 1812. And those conflicts presented huge financial challenges to a country that was raising most of its revenue from import duties. If trade was disrupted, then finances also were going to be disrupted. And when war came, of course, the cost of a new war was ruinous.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, one final question here as we wrap things up. We got less than 60 seconds. Everybody knew about Gallatin back then, but you talk about the forgotten man. He's a forgotten man, isn't he?
Yes, he is. His statue's in front of the Treasury, right beside the White House. It was put up in the 1920s, and since then, he's been forgotten.
Well, he is the most famous founding father you've never heard of, and how he saved the new nation from debt. This is a must read. I mean, the The research, the whole aspect of this presentation, Gregory May, is outstanding. Jefferson's Treasure, How Albert Gallatin Saved the New Nation from Debt. The book is available at all the usual places, and it'll be linked on our website as well. Gregory, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Good economic news today as the government releases its second estimate of GDP for the second quarter, showing it grew at an annualized rate of 4.2%, the strongest performance in nearly 4 years. History-making results in a Democratic gubernatorial primary in Florida on Tuesday.
This race is about every last single one of us.
That's current Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, who becomes the state's first black candidate for governor after defeating former Congresswoman Gwen Graham in the Democratic race. He says on MSNBC of his win,
We had over 500,000 people come out yesterday and support the underdog candidate. I think my four opponents combined may have spent close to $90 million to our six.
He'll face Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis for the governor's office in November. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And you want to get involved in the conversation? Hey. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to talk about the sacrifices that military families, you know, we often talk about the sacrifices that our vets, provide and suffer for us on behalf of our country. But, we need to consider what the families do. And with us right now is an incredible example of the innovation and how necessity is the greater can be the great inventor and motivator for invention and ideas. Lisa Bradley joins us now, and Lisa is the co-founder of R Riveter, and she joins us here on Bill Martinez Live. Lisa, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, so excited to be here.
Well, good to have you here to talk about working military spouses, women in business, and why honoring American heroes through living monuments and continued hard work and service is needed today. Tell us about R. Riveter. How did that start?
Well, great. Well, the company launched out of need, really. We were military spouses, my co-founder and I, and just saw the need for military spouses to have mobile, flexible income. You know, when you talk about salute to service, and military spouses are serving our country in their own way, although they're not the ones wearing the uniform, they're certainly doing as much as they can to make sure that life at home can go on so that those military members can go overseas and do what they need to do to protect all of our freedoms. So we wanted to be able to give back to military spouses by creating an opportunity for income and also a community that moves with them. So military spouses on average move every 2 to 3 years, and now they have an opportunity to be part of our company, making the parts and pieces to our handbag line from home.
Well, you know, Lisa, a lot of times people don't understand what military families have to deal with when their spouse deploys. And sometimes it puts a lot of economic stress on the family back home. And so there becomes a necessity for now the spouse, who becomes a single parent, to, you know, kind of hold the family together and earn some money to kind of make up the difference of what they lost with the main breadwinner now being deployed. Is that not right?
Well, right, exactly. I certainly didn't know what I was getting into when I married my husband and the Army back in quite a few years ago, but dove right into it and found a completely, it's not just a job, it's really a lifestyle being in the military. And, you know, it's not just the income that military families need, although dual income is a big thing for our lower ranking military families, but it's also about having a sense of self-worth and self-identity. I know I personally went through kind of an identity crisis every time we moved. You know, it's new friends, new doctors, new everything, and then on top of it, you're looking for a new career path, and that can be a huge part of how we identify ourselves. So we wanted to be able to have a platform for military spouses to be able to work from home. You know, we named our company after Rosie the Riveter, who as a military spouse is just a huge source of inspiration and motivation. They were at a time in our country's history where men left their lives and were called to defend our nation, and Rosie's didn't just stand on the sidelines. They jumped in full force to not only help the economy, but also found a purpose in their work. And that's what we're trying to do is now they don't have to go into a factory to work. Now we're taking the work back into the home where military spouses are able to have a career and also be a mom or a dad and be able to do both things.
That really makes it incredibly convenient. I can tell you, my mother was a Rosie Riveter down in San Diego, California. My mother-in-law was one as well. No doubt, that era of spouses during the war, when the husbands were called, it was like the whole family was called.
And well, I wonder if your mom worked with Eleanor Otto. We just launched a campaign with her this week, mm-hmm. and she's the longest working Rosie. She's 98, and we've launched a product with her that is giving back to a cause of making living Rosie the Riveter Memorial Garden. So $10 of every sale goes directly to that fund in order to have a peace on earth that will forever stand the test of time and bring really honor back to these amazing heroes that who really shaped our history.
Well, as you say in outlining and describing your mission, that you wanted to create a company, R. Riveter, dedicated to providing mobile, flexible income specifically for military wives across America, and a company that truly empowers women. This is like a company of, for, and by, is it not? And
absolutely.
You know, for women, right?
Mm-hmm. For sure. And our saying is I can do it. You can do it. We can do it. So not only just believing that you as a woman, a modern-day woman, can do whatever you set your mind out to, but then empowering each other and as a group. So it's and our products really take that on as well. We every military spouse that makes a part, it takes up to 12 military spouses in order to make a handbag, and they stamp every part that they make at home, and then those parts and pieces are all shipped to North Carolina. And it's really, when you receive an R. Riveter handbag and you're looking for all those maker stamps, you really start to see the community that comes behind that, comes behind this product. And as a, whether you're picking up a tool or picking up a tote, you're playing into or being part of the same mission, which is empowering an amazing group of women here in America.
How does that make you and your co-founder, Cameron Cruz, feel, you know, when you look at this company and how quickly it has grown? I mean, you're ranked number 386 on Inc.'s 2018 list of fastest growing companies in America. I mean, here it was. It started out of what you saw was a need for military spouses and families. You know, as you mentioned, people are happiest when they're working and being productive. And this is giving women, you know, particularly a whole new world and opportunity to be able to work out of their own homes, stay close to their families. And, this has just got to be very fulfilling for you and your co-founder, Cameron Cruz.
Right, absolutely. I can't imagine a more fulfilling career path that we chose. From our military spouses kind of telling us for the first time that this is, their husbands are looking at them in a different way, knowing that they're fulfilling and being able to do something for themselves. And all the way even to just my kids looking up to me, I know their dad has the coolest job in the world, jumping out of planes and doing really being like the modern day hero. And so for them to be able to look at their mom as well and say, you know, mom's really doing something for this economy as well, that's extremely fulfilling, because they are our next generation and they are our whole entire future. And so being able to bestow like the importance of being made in America and those ideals that we really stand for really means a lot to Cameron and I.
Yeah, and what was it like? We've got about a minute left here, to be featured on Shark Tank.
Yeah, it was a crazy, wild experience for sure. Both very exciting and terrifying all at the same time. It was one of the best experiences we've ever gone through, though. Just looking up from the weeds in a company and really planning for pitching your company nationally to some of the best business leaders in our country. It definitely was a turning point for our company.
Well, R. Riveter has been so successful, they're now truly giving back and partnering with the Spirit of 45, as we said earlier, and Eleanor Otto, the longest working of the original Rosie the Riveters, to establish Rosie the Riveter Memorial Rose Gardens in every congressional district in America. Lisa, congratulations on R. Riveter, and keep up the great work, and we look forward to having you back and getting an update as you continue to grow this opportunity and to to really touch the lives of many more military spouses. How can they be in touch with you, by the way, if they want to get involved?
Great. Well, head on over to our website, rriveter.com, and you can look for gifts or just be able to support as many military spouses as possible, and also Rosie's the Riveter.
Exactly. Well, Lisa Bradley, co-founder of R. Riveter on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Steve Moore joins us now. Always good to have Steve here. Steve is the senior economic contributor for FreedomWorks, previously served as president of the Club for Growth, chief economist of the Heritage Foundation, member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and economic advisor to the Trump presidential campaign. Steve, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Well, the latest idea to end poverty is to give every American a guaranteed family income. Mr. Trump wants to give everyone a job. The Democrats want to give the poor a fish. Mr. Trump wants to teach people to fish so they can eat for a lifetime. It really is that simple, isn't it?
Well, that's right, Brian. First of all, we've got an economy now that is firing on all cylinders with, several million more jobs than we have people to fill them. So there's not a problem with, low-income people finding jobs. They are out there for people, and people on welfare could easily get off welfare and unless they're disabled or have some other problem that prohibits them from working. But, well over two-thirds of people on welfare could be working and should be working. And, so what Donald Trump has proposed is, why don't we have work requirements for Medicaid, food stamps, disability programs, again, if they're able to work, some of the housing programs. And that makes sense. These programs were meant to give people a hand up, not a hand out. We're a very generous and charitable country. We don't want people to go hungry. free. We don't want people to go homeless. But, you know, if you're going to take government assistance, you should give something in return for it, and that means you should be working. And it's just amazing to me, Bill. I mean, the left has just gone absolutely crazy over this proposal. They call it slavery and, you know, cruel and hard-hearted. And I don't see it that way at all. I see this as a way of helping people get back on their feet.
It's about human dignity, Steve. You know, people want to have a sense of productivity. What was so frustrating for them in the previous 8 years under the previous administration was they wanted to work, and there was no jobs to be found. Regulations, the way the government was operating, it thwarted opportunity. Now look what happens under the Trump administration. You and I have had many conversations to this fact, and here it is in 500-plus days what he's done. You know, unemployment all-time low, like you say, first time, I think, in my lifetime. I've ever seen more jobs than we've had people to fill these jobs, right?
So, yeah, that's true. And that's why it used to be, you know, at the beginning of the Obama administration, we got rid of a lot of the work requirements for welfare. You know, there were so many unemployed people and so few jobs that it was hard for people to find employment. So the left got rid of the work requirements that had been with us for 20 years. Well, now we've got the problem where, you know, there are plenty of jobs out there for people. They may need a little training to do the jobs, but that's not an excuse now. And, you know, we estimate, as I said, almost two-thirds of people on welfare could be working. They are not disabled or have other problems that prevent them from working. And, you know, the studies show that when we did work requirements under Bill Clinton, by the way,
exactly,
a Democrat, you know, yes. That was the Republican Congress, and it was a true bipartisan reform. And it really worked. It was one of the great social welfare reforms of all time. We got about over half of the people off of welfare into work for 5 years. You know, we documented what happened to these people 5 years after. And many of them climbed the economic ladder. They actually got jobs. They got raises. They, moved into, middle positions that gave them a
nice raise. Started their businesses.
Some of them did, yeah.
Exactly.
So we feel like this is a way, you know, this isn't about saving money. I mean, it would save money, but it's really about, as you said, the dignity of work, giving people a purpose in life, you know, and getting them out of poverty. Because, look, I mean, it is true. If you get all the welfare programs, you could earn as much as $30,000 tax-free for doing nothing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's no way to lead your life, you know, to just be getting checks from the government. The way to advance, you can't really get out of poverty unless you have a job and you have economic advancement. And that's what we're hoping for here. But, boy, I can't tell you, Bill, how strenuously objecting the Democrats and liberals are to this. And, you know, that's why I called my article Democrats' War Against Work.
Exactly.
Because, you know, it's like they don't want these people working.
Well, especially in light of what's been going on with Ocasio-Cortez and, you know, Bernie Sanders, the left has really gone left in the Democratic Party, and they're so bifurcated right now, they can't even answer a straight-up question, Steve, of whether or not the mainline Democrats support, you know, this kind of thinking.
Well, you know, they want Medicare for all. They want a universal government health care. They want free education, free college, free child care, free job training, free everything. And, you know, Milton Friedman, I knew Milton, by the way, mm-hmm. Bill, and Milton Friedman, the greatest economist of the 20th
yes.
century,
mm-hmm.
used to say, you know, remember, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody's going to have to pay for all this stuff, and that's going to be the working people. We're going to pay for all these free things for, you know, the problem is a lot of these people are attracted to these ideas of everything's for free. Or, you know, people like my, you know, kids who are millennials and are 18, 19, 20 years old, they've never worked. You know, so obviously they think the free things are wonderful. But once they get out there and working, I don't think they're going to think it's so wonderful. But I don't understand, you know, this woman, Alexandra, you know, who's the new
Ocasio-Cortez, yeah,
she's,
right.
She's 27 years old. She should know better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would think, but she can't even articulate a political position correctly, Steve. I mean, I've listened to some of these interviews, and I'm going, she is their poster child right now? This is
who she's very attractive. She's very well-spoken, but she just doesn't know. I mean, everybody loves her story, you know, that she kind of came out from poverty and is charismatic. It's just her message is stupid, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not a message of lifting everyone up. It's basically stealing from the rich. It's basically, you know, Robin Hood, you know, yep. Steal from the rich and give to the poor.
Well, she tells a story of poverty, but her mother, didn't her mother disclaim it? Said, I wasn't no mate. What is she talking about?
Yeah. Well, that's true. And I mean, look, the main point is that there's a left-wing love affair with socialism now. They're one of the big pieces on Huffington Post now is about how socialism isn't good now, you know. And wait a minute, but the lesson of the 20th century was that socialism is a complete failure. It's what's led to the, you know, death of millions of people and tens of millions of people. You look at what's happening in Venezuela. Look at how it destroyed Cuba, you know, North Korea. I mean, show me a place where socialism is working.
Exactly.
And by the way, some of these countries like Sweden are moving away from this big welfare state because they realize they can't afford it any longer. So it's one of these wonderful kind of theories and principle, and then you look at it in practice and it never works.
Exactly. Well, that's something we've been saying on this show repeatedly, is that show me a country where it works and how it works. And, you know, then maybe we can open some discussion. But right now, as you say, history is rich with socialism, which leads to communism and which leads to all kinds of, you know, death rates that are astronomical, Steve.
Because it gives more and more power to a selective few in the government, and that power, you know, what is it? The power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. But, you know, they would say, well, Bill, you don't understand. We're talking about the good kind of socialism, you know, not the bad kind of socialism. I'm like, what's the good kind of socialism?
Yeah, well, the thing is, as soon as you involve humanity, you have the human instincts to take over, and it leads you in that direction ultimately, and that's what others have found at great expense. You know, again, you have to blatantly ignore history to think that there's some sort of proven ground here. But the fact of the matter is I believe the rest of the country needs to listen to what's going on, what they're talking about, because I think in certain cases there might be some consideration, not that I'm promoting socialism by no means, but I think there's an answer to these issues that they're talking about, just, you know, besides just saying, well, you got to go to work and you're going to be happier. But this is what leadership does, is it takes you from what is to what should be.
Well, I'll give you an example. So, you know, one of the policies the left is promoting is you know, government health care for everyone. Mm-hmm. And look, we're a rich country. I believe we could cover everyone, you know, everyone as a citizen with health insurance. But, you know, let everybody pick whatever health insurance they want. You know, what they want to do is basically direct everyone into the same system. Well, this is America. We're consumers. You know, you like McDonald's, I like Burger King. You know?
Exactly.
I mean, why should we all have to go to the same, you know, and you may have a different risk preference than I do. You may go to the doctor more often than I do. You know, I've had health insurance for 30 years. I think I've been to the doctor twice, you know.
Yeah.
So I have to breath to leave my deathbed to go to the hospital. So I should probably pay lower premiums than someone who goes all the time. Just like if you have a bad driving record and I have a good driving record, you should probably pay higher, you know, auto insurance premiums than I do. So, you know, we move away from individual responsibility and we move away from individual choice. And capitalism really is based on choice and competition, and you don't have that in the healthcare industry that they're talking about creating. And I think in the end that would actually lead to a much worse healthcare system for everyone.
Kind of interesting, Steve. They're really concerned. You know, we got the 4.1 GDP announcement last week, and the big thing that came out was, is it sustainable? Is it sustainable? But yet they want to talk about socialism. It's like, well, do you guys just heard yourself about the economy? I mean, there's good reasons to think that 4.1 and what Donald Trump's talking about, you know, maybe 5-7%, you know, is it, you know, there's a solid foundation there for why it's sustainable, but yet you want to choose something here like, you know, free health care for all and tuition and everything, and a socialism, socialistic way of life. And what happened to sustainability on that measure?
Well, first of all, I really believe that anyone who believes socialism is the way to go, we ought to just send them a ticket to spend a week in Caracas, Venezuela, or
Havana,
yeah. Cuba, and say, see how they like it there. And then if they still think it's a good idea when they come back, you know, maybe they should have their head examined. But look, I mean, the good news is our economy is booming right now. We've got a pro-business president who's lowering taxes, lowering regulations. You know, I see that Alexander wants to go to 100% renewable energy. I'm like, wait a minute. We have something like 30 million Americans who are employed in the oil, gas, coal, nuclear industry. You're going to put all those people out of work, you know, and move towards windmills and solar power? I mean, it's really a very small-minded idea that doesn't really, it's not serious. And yet, you know, if you look at the GDP report, our energy sector is just hitting it out of the park right now.
Exactly.
I mean, I was in Texas a couple weeks ago. I mean, my God, I mean, they're drilling everywhere. We're producing more oil and gas than Saudi Arabia now.
Yeah, here we are. Well, we got to leave it right there. Steve Moore, a columnist for the Washington Times, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, and economic consultant with FreedomWorks. Steve, as always, appreciate the insight. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers.